I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Qatar pauses ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas. Meanwhile, Israel ratchets up strikes against Hamas targets in Gaza and Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. VOA's Arash Arvasadi reports.
The ongoing violence prompted Qatari officials who serve as key mediators between Israel and Hamas to announce a pause in efforts to broker a ceasefire deal. In a statement on social media, Qatar's foreign ministry said efforts to broker such a deal would resume when Israel and Hamas showed their willingness and seriousness to end the war. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, Israel, thousands of demonstrators returned to the streets demanding their government reach a ceasefire with Hamas to free hostages still held more than 13 months since the October 7 terror attacks on Israel that triggered the conflict. While simultaneously attacking targets in Gaza, Israel also launched strikes into parts of its northern neighbor, Lebanon. Israel says it's targeting members of the Iran-backed Western-identified terror group Hezbollah. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
A massive drone strike rattled Moscow and its suburbs, injuring several people and temporarily halting traffic at some of Russia's busiest airports. Meanwhile, a huge nighttime wave of Russian drones targeted Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said Sunday 70 drones were shot down overnight over the country, including 34 over Moscow's outskirts. This came after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law a pact with North Korea Saturday night, obliging the two countries to provide immediate military aid using quote-unquote all means if either is attacked. This is VOA News. A New York judge is set to decide this week whether President-elect Donald Trump's criminal conviction for paying hush money to a porn star should be overturned. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Justice Juan Merchan has said he will make his decision by Tuesday. Trump in May became the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime when a jury in Manhattan found him guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide a potential sex scandal shortly before his first presidential victory in 2016. But after that guilty verdict came a groundbreaking Supreme Court decision arising from one of Trump's other criminal prosecutions for allegedly conspiring to overturn the results of his 2020 election loss. The justices, including three appointed by Trump, argued that presidents are immune from prosecution stemming from what they called official acts. A favorable ruling by Merchan for Trump on the immunity question could pave the way for Trump to return to office unencumbered by any of the four criminal cases that once appeared to threaten his ambitions to win back the White House. Instead, Trump will likely take office as the first president convicted of multiple felonies. Officials at the U.S. Justice Department are assessing how to wind down the two federal criminal cases brought against Trump by Special Counsel Jack Smith due to its long-standing policy against prosecuting a sitting president.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. federal law enforcement officials say they are looking into racist mass texts sent following the election as recipients voice outrage. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Black people across the country, like Darrell Tolbert, who lives in Michigan, started getting racist text messages in the wake of the presidential election.
Mine said, greetings, Mr. Tolbert. You have been selected as a slave. We will pick you up at 12 a.m. on 11/7/2024.
Tolbert's text told him he'd be on a plantation. Other texts told people they would pick cotton. The FBI and other federal and state agencies are investigating who sent the mass text messages, many to school-aged children and college students. I'm Julie Walker.
Rival political groups have blocked a plan by former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's party to hold a rally in the nation's capital, Dhaka. The party is attempting to make a comeback in politics after she was ousted in August in a mass uprising. The rally was planned for Sunday, but Hasina's opponents took to the streets and threatened and attacked her supporters. Groups of people surrounded the Awami League Party's headquarters in Dhaka, where Hasina's supporters were supposed to gather to hold the rally. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.